Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Let's see, who are you today, you guys? Welcome to Mission Accepted Media, and you are the most energized. Yes, you are. You're the most energized audience, and I get to say you're the best because, well, I don't know, let's face it, you are. So welcome to Mission Accepted, and if you just landed here today and you have no idea what you're in for, you're in for some real treats. I know a lot of you listeners come in, and you're not even entrepreneurs because you're like, look at these crazy people. What is it they do, and why do they do it? And there's such humor but history in everybody's story. And you know what we're drawn to is people. And I mean, I'm talking this energy thing because Karina's joining us today, and this woman is just a maven of energy. She's a love coach, a relationship coach. She loves digging down and inspiring women, because sometimes we do things to ourselves that spiral us out. And energy is so important to keeping you vibing where you want to be. I mean, wherever in life, right? We talk about entrepreneurship, but my gosh, don't you want to have success in all areas? Because I think when I have success, when I have things going on in my life that are jiving, like I'm loving my parental role and I got some good, you know, loving coming on in my life in terms of friendships, relationships, whatever it is, I don't know, but I'm a little happier when I walk into my office. I don't know about you, right? So the world of entrepreneurship bleeds into our lives. I mean, that's one of the funky things about this. So anyways, I'm going to stop talking about it, but you guys are the most energized and best audience, and you know you are. So Karina, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Deb. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. I love that you are loving on, like, your first thing is loving on the audience. Like, this is just gorgeous to already be feeling the energy of us together and us with your audience and your audience with us. Like, it is magic in the air. Thank you.
Well, I know that you get asked to speak a lot, and you rocked it at the inaugural March 7th Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up. And you guys know, I've been talking about it for a long time. Karina is part of the book. She's part of the speaking roster, and you are going to see us both all the way till Mother's Day 2024. So look, why don't you tell a little bit about kind of how you came to play, or what it is that you do? Why is Deb going off about energy today? And let's talk about some of the things that are really important, right? So, you know, your how you got to where you are, but also what is it your message? I know that there's so many things that women particularly you experience in your work, like sometimes we blame ourselves, sometimes we spiral out, we don't, like, I know that you have words to help people, like, stay in game, like, share. I'm going to take notes today.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to start with this word. You know, it's before I say it, it's, you know, had a little bit of backlash in the, like, new age community, if you will. But I really believe that energy is part of the vibration that you're in. It's how you're feeling, you and your life. And, you know, like you just said, like, I come into my office happier to be here when I'm, like, in flow with my life. And literally, when I use the word vibration, to me, that is like a word that connects me to my body and how I am literally feeling in the moment. Am I feeling tight in my throat? Am I feeling, you know, that belly full of butterflies? Is it excitement? Is it fear? So I am just, you know, I always felt like there was something I didn't know. I felt like, you know, I'm an only child of an only child, and I would go through school and I went into relationships like feeling like there was something I didn't get. There was a way of connecting with others that I was missing. And then I got divorced. And I was like, okay, enough. So that was in 2016. And I went on a really, I've always been a seeker. All the seekers, put up your hands, like, message in, like, yep, that's me. I've always been a seeker, but even though I had like 5 feet of self-help books in my library, I wasn't seeing the change. I still felt like I was bumping up against the struggle, against the things not going well, against not feeling good, against like my body literally feeling like we were in a battle in order to make my dreams come true. You know, I was a professional cellist. I grew up learning cello. I got a master's degree in cello performance. That was the work that I did from 2000 to 2000. Well, I still do it. But all of those music vibrations where I found myself expressing myself in music, I wasn't as free or confident or courageous or open-hearted to do it in my personal life. So when the divorce came in 2016, I was like, okay, this is it. Enough of like feeling this resistance, and I am ready to discover what it is that I'm missing. I'm ready to discover these new ways of flowing in the world that I haven't found it yet, but I can feel that they're there. And I don't, anybody who's been divorced or has had a big life change, you start reaching out to people more. Like, you're like, who else is out there? Who are my new people? Like, you start like reaching out in a new way, right? So I started doing that, and I met this wonderful woman. It was just a meetup. It was just like drinks and hanging out. And I was telling her a little bit of my story. We were getting along, and she's like, have you gone to any of my meetups with a man called Shiraz? And I was like, no, who's he? And she's like, you know, I'm not going to say much. You have to come. He's the real deal, and he works in energy. And so I went, and it was one of those sliding doors moments, Deb. I'll bet you had them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? And I went, and I felt it. I felt the energy. I felt how who I was being was affecting what I was creating. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get out of my own way. I'm ready to open my heart to people. I'm ready to open my heart to myself. There are so many places where we blame and shame ourselves for what we haven't created yet. And I will celebrate that even as I was doing that, because let's be honest, it happens, I still knew that there were things that I could feel, shape, create at this deeper, like systemic level, like my operating system, that would shift how life occurred to me. How's that?
No. Let's take a breath there, because there's quite a bit to unpack there. So, you know, it's interesting because as you talk about how you went from your divorce and you are embarking what was about to turn around into you actually not only meeting a gentleman named Shiraz, who did work for you that you ended up now do for others, right? And so how you embarked upon your career, and I think it's really important to talk about this, because I say to people, and our show is called Mission Accepted, we don't know how the mission is going to come. Yeah. We don't know what is the catalyst that embarks on it, whether it was your divorce to meeting this woman, to meeting Shiraz, to having an experience, to having a core level that says, hey, this is something that I need to do. Not only were you seeking, but you found a career out of something that was personal. It's very interesting how we all come to embark. I think the big message in that is, no matter how it shows up, you had an inkling that you needed something. And sometimes we have an inkling, and it can be a business idea. It can be an aspiration. I was thinking about it this morning as I was listening to Peter Gabriel, because, you know, that's my vibe in the morning. And that's who I happened to listen to today. And I was like, how long has that message been coming? That was something that happened for me, because there's something that still is yet to unfold. And I was like, how long has that message been coming? How long has that message been coming? And is that something that I need to step into? And I think when it's time to step into, sometimes, like you, whatever you want to call it, universe, God, messages, serendipity, circumstance, wherever you're at with your gig, but sometimes it comes to you, right? Sometimes it gets brought to you. I always say your story reminds me of when I tell people, sometimes you walk in a bookstore and a book falls on the floor in front of you. Don't step over it. and don't pick it up and put it back and go, I wonder how that happened. I mean, to me, it seems like this woman was the book that fell out of the bookshelf right in front of you, right? So, okay, so I didn't want to interrupt your story, but I think it was important to unpack that a little bit. So here you are, you've had this experience, you've decided to embark on this incredible work that Shiraz did with you, which is what? Like when you say energy, like what does it look like when someone comes to you? And what is it about this blame ourselves stuff that doesn't serve us?
Okay. Yeah. I want to answer that, but I want to go back to one thing that you're pointing out is like this catalyst moment, because the catalyst moment comes before the book on the floor. It comes before the finding. The catalyst moment here, like if you're going to take one thing away from this interview, from this podcast, from this time with us, is that your desire is magic in the world and in your life and in what you're creating. Actually being a woman who leans into her desires is maverick. It is rebellious. It is the rising tide that is changing our society right now, because a woman's desire, a woman up until now has been, in the past 100 years, has been in service to society. And the irony is that the more we are in service to our desires that literally fill our cup, the more we actually have to give from our overflow. So if you've heard that before, like that self-care and don't give from an empty cup, absolutely. But the magic, the seed of it is fulfilling your desires first. And naming that is vulnerable. It is vulnerable in this world because we have thousands of years of being taught it's not possible, of it being pushed down. I'm just gonna get on a soapbox for a second. If it feels scary to you, like good, because you're like human, you're feeling the feels. Like it is a big ass deal to see your desire and step into it. So if that's given you like, oh my God, maybe I could vibes, like lean into it, take care of yourself, like let yourself track with your nervous system. You don't want to blow out, right? There's digestion and expansion. Let yourself be in that ebb and flow of seeing and then taking action and then digesting. But that creates the full cup that ironically will give back to the society times a billion. It's like that silly movie Monsters, Inc. Anybody who has kids, you've probably seen it. Right? They're like, oh, we have to get the children's screens to power the world. And they realize that laughter powers it like an exponential, like 200 million times more. So it's like that. So I just want to.
There you go. That's my vibration. And look, and I had two kids and Monster with 10 years in between, and Monsters, Inc. still runs true. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for reminding. I think I'm going to watch that movie again. So look, here we are. No matter, like it's interesting because when we talk about stepping in, sometimes people think about it's the beginning of your business. It's the beginning of a new venture. It's the beginning of going in a new direction. But let's peel that back a bit, because you and I both know a lot of entrepreneurial mavens. And those are women that have been in play for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when, as you're in this business build, as you're in this, you know, career build or whatever it is that you want to call it, sometimes comes a new direction. That I think is harder. I think it's one thing to be working in something for a long time, add in something, have it like, ooh, but this is what I do. I do this. And then you've got this energy that's moving you. Oh, I need to create this project. Hello. or you want to add something in. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, can you talk about that? Like, because the fear of following that energy when you haven't even maybe finished building this or completing this or adding something on, because that's when I'm talking to entrepreneurs, the word entrepreneur, which I thought was like this revolution, you know, when it came down to me, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, I'm like, entrepreneur, that's a great word. I've never heard it before. And I Google it and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, oh, it's been used. Oh, Oprah uses it. But that's what's happening. And when I'm having conversations, there's lots of stuff around, but this is what I do. I braved up once. I don't want to have to brave up in my brave up. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, good, because these are the conversations I'm having. Last night I was Googling the 1800s. What did women have to overcome in the 1800s? What was the big break in 1800s for women? And honestly, it wasn't until 1850 that women in Canada were allowed to buy property, but only if you were married. I mean, there was only four states allowed women to vote in the 1850s. And I'm like, that's not that long ago. Like, we're only in 2023. Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent. But when you talk about how women step out and how it's fearful and what we're taught and all that stuff, I'm like, it's like 150 years ago, less than 200 years ago, that we actually got to like buy property.
Yeah, I have a fun statistic for you. So there's a wonderful woman I follow on Instagram. And, you know, if you're feeling that fear of the next step, actually, Deb, I think it's the same thing. I think the fear of shifting gears is actually the same energetics as the fear of starting. It's all the fear of failure. It's all the fear of being seen. It's the same thing. It's the fear of doing it wrong. We like our comfort zone. Our brains are wired to like the same, because we've survived. It's like kept us safe so long. So our brains are like, well, I know this business works, so I don't want to change. It's exactly the same as changing any kind of gear. So here's this crazy statistic when you're like, it's only been 150 years. This is how deeply our brains have been affected by our society. Women reach maximum confidence at age 9.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do share. Maximum confidence at age 9?
Yeah.
Well, half the women I know were in trauma at the age 9. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you were like, that's in my generation, and I don't think too far behind was children should be seen and not heard. I mean, there was all that kind of stuff, right? Like, you were not running your own game at 9. So, whoa, how does that work? Wow.
As we came into our power sexually, as grown-ups, in our bodies, in our mindset, in our vision, society kicks in and is like, actually, no, we don't want that for you. We want you for ourselves.
Mm.
So when you said also what I want to say about the shifting gears thing.
Yeah.
The aligned feminine. So I'm talking about feminine, the yin-yang symbol, like how the aligned feminine flows is the truth of the moment. So you are in service to your feminine energy of knowing when you allow that what you know is what you know is what you know right now. There's a wonderful, oh my gosh, if you haven't seen this video about likening sex with drinking tea, go look it up. Look for the English version. There's an American version that's fine, but not as charming. So here's the deal. This is how feminine energy and sex is like drinking tea. Check this out. When you are passed a cup of tea and you want to drink it, you drink it. It's wonderful. Thank you. I want the tea. Sometimes I had tea yesterday. It doesn't mean that I want tea today. You can even make me tea and I can change my mind. Never feed anybody tea who's passed out on the bed. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
It's oh my gosh. The moment.
Wow. Okay. So let's Here we are. Your clients are predominantly women. So let's just talk about that because we're like going down that road today. Mm-hmm. And so there's a woman who has a knowingness, has all that stuff around. Maybe I can, maybe I can't, what have you. She's like, Karina, I know that you work with energy. I have no idea what's blocking me. Or I've been in my business for years, or I've been in my life for years and something needs something.
Yeah.
What does that look like when they call you? I know we're down to just our last few minutes, but what does that look like when you guys meet? What happens?
That's perfect. That's where the energetic magic that I learned from Shiraz kicks in. And I combine it with Tantra training, which is coming back to your body and the energy of everything. So when I'm using energetic magic, and anybody can learn it, I highly recommend reaching out and seeing if you can learn it with me, is you are able to connect to source from a pure, open-hearted way. Pure source, pure open heart, no ego, no judgment, no pre-decisions of what it should look like. We're in the listening. In the listening lets you be in the trust of source, of yourself, of whatever you get to hear. So when women come and they're like, I don't even know what's wrong. I don't even know why I'm reaching out. I just know I need to talk to you. It's they can feel that there's, just like my own story, that there's things that they know that they're meant for, that they want, that they're not able to touch. And we can do this dance, right? The expansion and digestion of leaning in, taking action, seeing what's in the way through your body, through the stories that come up. And I literally help clear these subconscious beliefs, like whatever came up after age 9, like however you were treated when you had failures or struggles or things not go well. Your brain bought beliefs of who you should or needed to be in order to be safe. And we can start clearing those away at the same time as expanding your full goddess woman in, like, be, you know, ecstatic being incarnate in this human body on this earth. It is the dance of clearing the nervous system and expanding the nervous system.
Awesome. Thank you. I mean, that really encapsulates it, right? That really encapsulates it. So, look, I know that you talked about being a cello player, and you are going to share with us what it was like to play cello with a very famous person. But while you're doing that, share with us how you use that for healing, right? So,
yeah. So talk about, like, how you're offered something. So I started learning coaching entirely separate to my cello playing. And then I had this gorgeous, beautiful queen witch message me, friend, last year. And she's like, could you play cello for my people? And I'd literally never thought of combining the two. But ever since then, it's been growing. And what happens is when you're in a pure vibration made from a cello or a voice or a singing bowl, your system starts to both align to that energy and show you what's in the way of the energy. So I love using, I've been doing it more and more, using my cello within a session, within a group experience, where women can hear the tones, hear the vibrations, and connect with their bodies in the moment to see exactly that, what's coming up and what's ready to align in a deeper, more magical way.
Wow, wow. Okay, so, like, how can people reach you? And then I have a very special question for you, which aligns with the cello, just saying. And my audience knows exactly where I'm going because they're the best. So share with us, Karina, please, where can people reach you and just find more?
Yes, thank you. So I would just be over the moon if you would put into your computers everydaygoddess.love. I found a .love instead of .com. I absolutely adore it. Everydaygoddess.love. You will get a very special download from me all about connecting more to your body and your presence and your allowing and your trust. And then we'll be in touch on email, and you can always follow me on the socials, but that's the best way to get a hold of me. I'm so excited you asked. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. And look, before we do, I'm sure you guys have enjoyed this experience. And if you feel like you want to be sitting where Karina is and you've got something to share, you know, energetically step up, reach out to us. This is not difficult, people. It's dab@dabdrummond.com. You know my email. You can reach us through dabdrummond.com. Just go on there and find some really cool stuff and reach out. And if you'd like to be sitting where Karina is sharing your gift with the world, please. Mission Acceptance is now seen on, what, 11 streaming channels, 11 TV streaming channels. And it's just, it is really about sharing your world and stepping up and, you know, stepping up, stand up and speak up, which you can do as well on the 8th day of every month from now until International Women's Day. You're going to hear Karina. You can go to Deb Drummond on YouTube and you will hear Karina in a full speaking up, standing up. She's there. Please go and listen. It's incredible. And reach out to her as well. And if you'd like to be a speaker, then you can reach out to me as well while we still have spaces left. Okay, so here's the question for you. You are on your way to a desert island and you are not coming back and you are taking one suitcase. And I do this because you get to take one album with you. What album would you take that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
In my desert island album since my 20s. It's from a movie called Tous les matins du monde. It is the most exquisite. So before there were cellos, they were called gambas, and they have more strings and they sound, anyway, it's the most exquisite classical music, string music you've ever heard in your life. It is my desert island CD. I love it so much.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know what I get to say? That's been a unique choice. It wasn't the Eagles' Greatest Hits or Fleetwood Mac Rumors, but it's very interesting asking that question. And so, Karina, thank you so much for coming on to Mission Accepted. Clearly, you've taken yours, and clearly you help others discover and brave up into theirs. So thank you so much for being on the show today. Look, you guys, you rock. We love you. We adore you. Thank you so much for sharing, for listening. I had a great conversation with a woman this week who said, I just want to let you know that Mission Accepted is my yoga time. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, I listen to your podcast while I do yoga. I'm like, love you. Love you. Got to have you on the show. So thank you so much, Karina. Do hang out. We're going to say goodbye to the audience. You guys, we will see you in a few days. You know. So be well and stay groovy, and we'll see you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.